This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions still on the rise between the U.S. and Iran. Now Iran has shot down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. American officials say it was in international airspace at the time. Iran claims it was in its airspace on a spying mission. Here's former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The Iranians are reckless, and the Iranians are the troublemakers in the Middle East. They're the most troublemaking, dangerous power in the Middle East.
A spokesman for the Revolutionary Guard in Iran says that nation is, quote, completely prepared for war with the United States. A suspect in custody after a Sacramento, California police officer was killed responding to a domestic dispute. 26-year-old Officer Taro O'Sullivan had been in the job for a year and a half. The shooter held off police for over 7 hours before he finally surrendered. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
It's, you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. Severe thunderstorms and tornadoes threatening the Atlantic coast today. Forecasters say the heavy storms that pounded the central U.S. with large hail and damaging winds are now heading east, and the downpours could trigger flash flooding in many areas. Severe thunderstorms are predicted from Atlanta to New York City, and they could produce large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The FDA is urging e-cigarette makers to look into safety issues after a Nevada teen broke his jaw from an exploding vape pen. The incident happened last year, knocking out several of the teenager's teeth, and at least two deaths are blamed on e-cigarette explosions in the United States. The FDA says e-cigarettes explode when the lithium-ion battery inside a vape pen overheats. There's a new Connecticut lawsuit over transgender students in school sports programs. That story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls, who are still physically boys, to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions.
And authorities often warn against doing it, but if... And authorities often warn against it, but officials in Riviera Beach, Florida, are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data last month. That happened when employees clicked on malicious emails opening the door to the hackers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound?
Well, are you ready to rumble, huh? I'll tell you, after the Democrats saw what President Trump was able to do in Orlando, they had to admit that there isn't anybody in the team of 24 potential presidential candidates that could fill an arena like Donald Trump, much less the enthusiasm. Now, remember, this is very typical of what happened in 2016. You look at the comparative audiences between Hillary Clinton, what she was able to generate with Donald Trump, time and time again, the enthusiasm factor was there in much the same way, Bob Boupre, that it was for Barack Obama in 08 and 12. He was the Pied Piper. He could bring him out, and Donald Trump is bringing him out big time. What do you say?
That's a very good comparison, Bill. Good morning. It's good to be talking to you again. I think one of the things that maybe most of us, I'll put myself in that category, did not give adequate credit to back in 2016 was the enthusiasm, the crowds, the excitement that Donald Trump created within the electorate. And and that event the other night in Orlando was magnificent. Well, let me make a comparison. Claudia and I recently had the pleasure of attending a Garth Brooks concert here in Denver, and it was that same kind of atmosphere, just rock star people on their feet all night long, can't get enough of it, please don't stop.
Right, exactly.
It's absolutely amazing, and to not acknowledge whatever you want to call that factor, that wow factor, that is part of the Donald Trump mystique, you're making a serious mistake. I think the Democrats are probably a bit aghast and wondering, you know, how do we crack that bubble, or pierce that bubble, the awesomeness of just what people sense about him. I mean, here in Colorado, probably all over the country, but here in Colorado, we had hundreds, maybe thousands of people showed up at various locations just to watch it on a television screen.
Exactly. Right. I know. What does that tell you?
It's magical. I've not witnessed anything like it in my political life.
Look at his fundraising numbers in one day. I mean, what does that tell you?
Well, Bill, I learned a long time ago, there's not too many absolutes in politics. But you want to talk about polling. That's the most accurate poll that there is, in my opinion, is can you raise money? Can you generate enough excitement among the electorate that they not only kind of pay attention to you, maybe they'll tell a pollster, yeah, I'm inclined to vote for this guy or that guy. But if they write a check, that's a commitment.
Exactly.
And it's rolling in for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a ground game that he didn't even have on the first one in 2016. Money, he's got a war chest. I got to tell you, Bob, I think that what you're seeing is this Mueller blowback. You know, the people are seeing what they have done to their president. 63 million people voted for this man, outsider, to come in and change things. And he has been doing that, and there's been positive results. But the Democrats are going down fighting and, resisting the facts. And I think that along the way, like Donna Brazil and the rest of them, they continue to lose credibility. And all they can do, as one politician said, we've got to take this guy out. The only way to win is to get him out of there, and whether it's by impeachment or some other form of invalidation. Now, heretofore, the Democrats have been black belts, 10-degree black belts, in invalidating their competition. Thank you very much, the mainstream media. Hence the attachment with fake news. They have become the propaganda arm of the DNC and have killed political careers because it was expedient for the Democratic Party. And all this is coming, this is all coming on full-blown display now, and it's up to the voter electorate to say, well, you know, what kind of government do you want? Is this the kind of behavior that you want to continue in your government?
Well, you just raised what I think is the key question in front of our entire society right now. What kind of people do we want to be? What kind of America do we really want? And And one side is telling us they're smarter than all the rest of us. They know better than all the rest of us. All we have to do is sit back and take it. And the media is very much, the vast majority of the media is very much part of that problem. I think it's in American DNA to say, wait a minute, we're a little more, wise than that. We're a little more independent than that.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little more responsible than that. We don't like it shoved down our throat. That's what happens in authoritarian states, not in the United States of America, where freedom is still number one. I think you're on to something. I want to believe you're on to something there, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
If you could somehow take the temperature, the mood temperature within that arena in Tampa the other night,
mm-hmm.
I think that would confirm that you're absolutely correct, that people are saying, you know, there's something about this president and it's his deeds. He loses me a little bit now and then on style points.
Right.
Why did he say that? Why did he tweet that? Why did he do what he did? But even the Democrats can't attack his record. I had a farmer friend. You know, I'm in agriculture.
Right.
That's my background. Still a rancher. But I ran into a guy from Garden City, Kansas, recently, and he's a farmer down there. And I said, you know, these tariffs, there's some pretty big risk in that for the ag community. How are the folks in a place like Garden City, Kansas, reacting? He says, they're with him. He said, if they got to take a little bit of a hit for a while, they're sick and tired of being walked over by China and other countries around the world. And they applaud this guy for at least having the, you know what,
right,
to stand up to China and their ilk and push back. Good
exactly.
for him. It was the last word he said.
Right. Well, this is how people are responding. But of course, the mainstream media would want you to believe otherwise. Look, this has been a long time coming. America's been ripped off. Donald Trump has hit the nerve. And the thing is, to your point, Bob, if there was a little bit of cooperation, just even amongst Republicans. You know, the Republican establishment, they got found out. You know, they're part of the establishment. They like the cocktail parties. They like all the backslapping and everything else. But look, at the end of the day, you bring in a businessman who's about the people's business, and he's working his butt off for, you know, the American people. And he's just getting attacked three ways to Sunday because he's not part of the establishment. He's not supposed to, you know, he's not a professional politician. He's a businessman that goes out, makes things happen, solves problems, And these are the very things that, they should be doing, that if we had any kind of cooperation, Bob, what do you think we'd be at? You know, our GDP, I think we could be at 4% easy with a little bit of cooperation. The trade deal would already have been signed. The USMCA would be signed. We'd already solidified the deal with Japan. European partners, we'd solidify that. We would put China in a position to where they'd have to negotiate, finally have to come up and deal with reality. But because of the resistance of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, and our very own GOP party, they are hindering the solution, and that's a shame because we could be further down the road. More from Bob Beaupre after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you have to? We can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We have a country that is, established by we the people. and it is a government of, for, by, we, the people. It commands us to be activated. We have to be activated citizens to hold them accountable. If not, you get the kind of government and, you know, the kind of experience that we're paying all this money for, $22 trillion in debt. Boy, and it just keeps on going. The former Colorado congressman and businessman, Bob Beaupre, is with us. Bob, before we talk about some more 2020 stuff, I don't know if you caught this latest headline. Iran is saying that they shot down an American drone. And, of course, wouldn't you know it, that it's fake news. So I don't want people to get excited here and thinking, oh, my, I mean, you know, but no doubt Middle East tensions are on the rise here as Iran is feeling, you know, the results of the sanctions. And they're getting very cranky because they've got to do something to keep the natives calm, because the natives are upset because of all this money that Iran has gotten, and they decided to invest it in more terror.
Yeah. I've heard some of the Democrats say that these rising tensions are all because Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear agreement. Make no mistake about it. That he did exactly the right thing. That agreement was a sham, what John Kerry did.
Mm-hmm.
It had no accountability in it. We paid them billions and billions and billions, as you just said, to spend more on terror, on being an enemy of America. And, you know, what part of death to America, death to Israel, do they refuse to understand? This is as serious of a problem as we have on the globe right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is playing it. It appears to me. I don't have inside knowledge anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't get classified briefings anymore. But it looks to me like he is playing this as carefully, as cautiously as possible. But you also can't let a thug regime like Iran take one of our drones. And this isn't some, you know, little piece of equipment of the size of a big bird hovering around your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's got a wingspan like a 747. It's a big piece of equipment.
Right.
And they popped it out of the air. The Iranians, of course, say we were over their airspace. Our central command says, no, we weren't. We were over the Strait of Hormuz and international waters. I choose to believe our own people.
Right.
This one, not the Iranians.
And the Central Command also says, Bill, Bob, that no U.S. aircraft were in operation in Iranian airspace today. So,
right.
And the picture they're showing was something that happened over Yemen, not over the Strait of Hormuz. So, again, this is all, you know, they're just saber rattling here. But this is very dangerous. The very thing that international parties have been concerned about is that you may end up with an oops. And, of course,
yep.
what they did, obviously, yep. to the tankers. I mean, you have video evidence. I mean, and
six of them.
Yeah.
It isn't a one-off.
Right.
You've had six of them in just the last little while. It's happened before, go back to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
This has got IRAN written all over it, regardless of what they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't let them continue to operate with impunity.
Exactly.
You know, what the president, the Pentagon, our intelligence as well as military end up deciding to do remains to be seen, but you can't let them operate without impunity.
Exactly.
Something's got to give.
And as you said earlier, Bob, is what part of we are going to wreak havoc in the Strait of Hormuz, don't you understand?
Yeah. I mean, talk about bringing much of the world to its economic knees.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to successfully block the Strait of Hormuz, blow up the Strait of Hormuz, do whatever they want to do to the Strait of Hormuz, and our reaction and the free world's reaction would be, oh, well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't let it happen. So we've got every reason to be over there, to be protecting not only airspace, but that critical piece of water, the Strait of Hormuz, for the sake of the free world. I understand that some of our allies are finally coming around. I heard Merkel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of as squishy as anybody for a long time. Merkel finally said, yep, this looks like an Iranian problem, and we're going to do something about it. So,
well, not to mention the fact that, hey, they're going full steam ahead on, advancing the next levels of nuclear activity.
Of course they are. The Iranian nuclear deal at best was a little tap the brakes thing that John Kerry got done. But in no way, shape, or form did it do anything more than stall Iran's mission of not only getting nuclear power, but nuclear weapons. I mean,
right.
That's where they want to go.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody knew this going into it, but, of course, Barack Obama, John Kerry would want us to believe differently, and the rest of the Democratic apparatchiks. Well, coming back home, the party that says, hey, we're all about civility and about unifying the voter politic, Joe Biden's strategy is he wants to incite an insurrection. He says, let's start a real physical revolution is what the leading presidential candidate of the Democratic Party is advising.
Be careful what you ask for, General.
Right.
There's lots of evidence right here in my hometown, the next door hometown, Denver. There's all kinds of evidence that that we are sitting on a tinderbox. People are angry. People are frustrated. And they don't need a Joe Biden or anybody else telling them that we need a physical confrontation. This is an interesting thing to watch. If Joe Biden is their prohibitive front runner, this is the guy who a few years ago couldn't get out of Iowa, the first primary state.
Right.
Moving up in the polls, Pete Buttigieg, and nothing against accomplished young people, but 37, he'd be the youngest president ever elected by 5 or 6 years. Teddy Roosevelt, the only other one at 42, John Kennedy at 43, I think. And what's he accomplished? He's been a mayor of a small town, South Bend, Indiana. It tells you a lot, the caliber of this field. I want to draw a comparison. You made a good one earlier about the magic of Donald Trump compared to the would-be magic of Barack Obama in a way. Think back just a little bit when Donald Trump was in the field of 17 in the Republican primary. And I said many, many times early in that primary that you could almost pick one. Throw a quarter in the air and you'd get a better president than Barack Obama had been for 8 years.
Right.
And I just marveled at the quality of that field, top to bottom. It was the strongest political field that any party.
It was impressive. You and I talked about it then, Bob.
Extremely impressive quality people that were running for the right reason. Mm-hmm. You look at this group, I'll say again, Joe Biden's a guy who's been rejected by his own party for this office numerous times. And second in all the polls is Bernie Sanders, and third is Elizabeth Warren. Sometimes they're switched to who's second and who's third, and they're two avowed socialists.
Right.
Then you got Buttigieg, where are his credentials? Talk about a blank slate for the toughest job on planet Earth. So where's the talent in that field?
Where's the leadership? Where's the leadership, Ron?
It's like it's a total vacuum. And,
right.
You and I can say that it's a sad state of affairs. I hope the American people in mass wake up and realize that that the Democrats are not only are they offering bad ideas, and they really are, not bad ideas, failed ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You look all around the world and see that socialism, progressivism, whatever ism they want to call it, it isn't going to work. It hasn't worked.
Exactly.
It won't work here. Mm-hmm. You've got a real vacuum of leadership even trying to make the case.
And oh, by the way, socialism, how responsible is the isms for the murders of millions of people through even the modern history of the world, Bob?
Amen.
I mean, it's pretty scary. He's the former Colorado congressman and businessman, Bob Beaupre, on Bill Martinez Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions still on the rise between the U.S. and Iran. Now Iran has shot down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. American officials say it was in international airspace at the time. Iran claims it was in its airspace on a spying mission. Here's former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The Iranians are reckless, and the Iranians are the troublemakers in the Middle East. They're the most troublemaking, dangerous power in the Middle East.
A spokesman for the Revolutionary Guard in Iran says that nation is, quote, completely prepared for war with the United States. A suspect in custody after a Sacramento, California police officer was killed responding to a domestic dispute. 26-year-old Officer Taro O'Sullivan had been in the job for a year and a half. The shooter held off police for over 7 hours before he finally surrendered. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It was about a month ago, maybe 2 months. We had a conversation with Kirk Cameron about his video presentation documentary on Connect. And a key question that came up in that presentation is, you know, kids with cell phones, you know, when is a good time for kids to have cell phones? And adults make that decision because out of convenience. But what we don't realize is there is a lot that happens when a child has a smartphone. And when I say a lot that happens, a new world that is opened up to them. And it is not necessarily all very positive. But we need to ask the question, when is the appropriate age for children to get their first smartphone? Now, that answer is often something that challenges kids, parents, and experts like Janelle Taylor of Verizon. Janelle has helped develop a new smartphone plan called Just Kids, which was created by Verizon with support from the nonprofit Family Online Safety Institute to address the digital safety issues facing parents and their younger children. Janelle, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I think what Verizon is doing and what you're sharing with us today, this Just Kids plan, is awesome because, you know, as I mentioned in our conversation with Kirk Cameron, you know, he found out it was interesting what they did for their family was, I think it was his wife's birthday or Mother's Day. And what they do is they kind of like pay it forward. So instead of getting mom, you know, gifts, they get the kids gifts, you know, and their decision was, hey, we're going to, you know, it's interesting, right? But, it works for them. And what they decided to do was they were going to get the kids smartphones. So they went out and got them all smartphones and thought that that was a smart idea until they happened to talk to a friend that they knew who had a 15-year-old son who got a smartphone. And next thing you know, that 15-year-old was being trolled and almost caught in a trap.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
It's a very scary place, and when we were talking to parents, that was some of the things that they've expressed their concerns over. So we really wanted to create a plan that provided parents that peace of mind for them mm-hmm. when they're ready to provide their kid a smartphone for the first time. So the Just Kids plan has 5 gigs of data with unlimited talk and text to 20 contacts that the parent and child can decide who that is. Mm-hmm. We also built in our Smart Family Premium feature, which allows for location tracking, the ability for parents to pause the internet, whether the kid's on data or Wi-Fi, but it also provides the parents the ability to block inappropriate content and apps and websites, whether that be by content such as violence mm-hmm. or in particular apps and websites.
You know, you are answering the prayers of so many families and parents, you know, by doing this. I mean, it's to the point where probably some people are saying, why didn't we do this sooner?
Yeah, it was something that we heard. A lot of times we had consumers come into our stores and say, hey, my kid's not ready for unlimited yet, and I quite frankly don't want to put them there. So that's where the advent of this plan came from. But for those that may not be on this plan, we also have our Smart Family Premium product as a standalone mm-hmm. for $9.99. But the cool thing is that about this product, whether it's in the Just Kids plan or as a standalone, it's an account feature. So that means that anyone that's on the account, you can track their location or see what they're doing or things like that. So in that way, it is an awesome feature to have.
Janelle, what have you found in terms of appropriate age? Because that's probably the other question that comes in. You know, when should I really consider a phone for my child?
So our studies have found that average age is roughly 10 years old, but quite frankly, it is a personal decision and does vary from household to household. And it's a number of different factors, such as, is my child walking to and from school? Mm-hmm. Are they involved in a lot of after-school activities? What about the digital maturity of my child? You know, right. If they're messing around in class, they may not be ready yet for a phone. So that really is a conversation that the parents need to have with their child. And when they do determine that they are ready, we have this plan. But we also encourage really having that dialogue and conversation with your child.
Right. And we're talking smartphones, but, you know, some things are appropriate to consider when you're even talking about a tablet, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have within Verizon, we have the Gizmo Tab, which is geared more towards the younger child, where it's strictly around educational apps and things like that. And the parent within that Gizmo app can look at what their child is doing on the Gizmo tablet.
Mm, great idea. So what is the cost? What does it look like, and how can parents get their kids on it?
Yeah, the Just Kids plan is available either through our retail locations. So you can go in and talk to one of our reps or purchase the plan on VerizonWireless.com. It's an unlimited plan that's required of mix and match, because obviously that would be the parent that would monitor the Just Kids plan. And if you have 4 phone lines on the account, it's $35 for the Just Kids plan. And again, it also includes the Smart Family Premium feature, which is $9.99 as a standalone. So that's available and baked into the cost.
Exactly. Well, Janelle Taylor is with Verizon, and she helped develop this new smartphone plan called Just Kids that we're all, you know, we're all high-fiving you, Janelle, over the radio right now. I want you to know that gosh, thanks to Verizon and thanks to you and your team. I know it's a team that makes this work, that comes
Absolutely.
Up with these ideas that respond to, you know, what the customer is saying out there, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, tech is so prevalent now, and pervasive. I mean, it's in every aspect of our lives. So what are some other ways to support parents and families?
So besides our website where we have family, within Verizon Wireless, we have a family tech section that no matter what digital stage your child may be at, from younger to first-time drivers, we have a number of different services and products that live there that you can check out, and that we break down by particular ages. But you also have the Family Online Safety Institute. For instance, I signed with my child the family safety agreement when I gave him a smartphone for the first time, and it really had prompted that conversation, and here are the rules, mm-hmm. and if you break these rules, I'm going to take the phone.
Right.
But also just educating my son on cyberbullying and the importance of texting and being nice when you do these
right.
things and activities online. So FOSI.org is also another resource for parents as well to leverage.
You know, we mentioned earlier, in measuring the maturity of a child for a smartphone or a tablet, what do you suggest? What kind of things should we ask of our children or observe of our children to give us some sort of quantifiable measure of their maturity and, let's just say, their technical IQ that would be a positive experience and not get either one of us in trouble.
Yeah, and again, this is really depends from child to child, and parents know their children best, but what are the apps and website or games that they're on? Do they tend to be a little bit more benign in nature and or educational in nature and things like that? And just even like observing how they are when you let them outside,
mm-hmm.
when you tell them to be back by 6, are they coming back at 6? In the school, how are they behaving? I mean, there's a number of different factors that parents can look at to really gauge whether or not they feel their child is responsible. Even, let's say, you lend out your smartphone to your child. Are they giving back the phone when you say?
Right.
What are they doing when they're on the phone? Because you can go back in and check the activity. So
exactly.
You can use a number of different levers to really gauge if your child is ready or not for their own.
A lot of concern by parents these days, Janelle, about screen time. What are you experiencing? What's your understanding in terms of the amount of screen time the kids have with the devices?
In different studies, it varies. Some say don't have a screen time at all, or, too much, or it really depends. And something that I recently read talked about the quality of the screen time. So, for instance, again, what is your child doing? For instance, when my child is on, are they on, they have a Mobi Max, and that's a math game.
Right.
And are they on there learning math and different reading skills?
Exactly.
I actually want them on there versus...
Exactly. We only got about 10 seconds left here, Janelle.
Yep.
And I want to thank you and Verizon. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Either VerizonWireless.com or...
...the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts,
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found, Tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, it is time for the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, it's time for Steve Evans.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I always love this part. Steve Evans, the movie guy with us, Men in Black International numero uno, huh, Steve-o?
Oh, absolutely. Men in Black International number one, making $30 million, which is about $10 million less than they thought they were going to make, but it was still number one.
What does it say about the franchise? Is it starting to slip or what?
I think it is slipping, yes. Mm-hmm. That may be the last of those Men in Black movies. Who knows? You know what I mean?
I know, and then there was some controversy, and maybe it should be Person in Black or... Because we have a female star here.
That's right. Now, it's men and women in black.
Yes, or fluid. Fluid people in black or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. The Secret Life of Pets 2 is number 2, Aladdin number 3, Rocket Man number 4, Dark Phoenix number 5. Unfortunately, Shaft didn't make the top 5. It was number 6.
What happened?
Well, Shaft got
Shaft went down the shaft, huh?
I guess so. I think that's another franchise that may have run out of gas, but there you go. I had a chance to see Late Night last weekend, mm-hmm. which is the one starring Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson, written by Mindy Bigot at Sundance, and getting great reviews. It's a good movie. It really is. Much better than I thought it was going to be. I'm not sure with all the competition out there how long it's going to be in the theaters, but check it out if you get a chance.
Well, and they got pretty good coverage. I mean, they were over 2,000 theaters. I mean,
right.
You know, so they had a good shot at it.
But it's the time of year when, you know, people are saying maybe the people aren't showing up for comedies, which this one is. But, you know, like I say, it's a little more than that.
Is it good funny?
A thoughtful comedy, yeah.
Good funny? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is funny, yeah. And Emma Thompson is such a pro. I mean, mm-hmm. it's great to watch her work. And, of course, Mindy is, you know, has written the thing and a talent in her own right. So mm-hmm. check it out if you can. Well, you might say that the box office has been in a bit of a slump lately, but that's all going to change this weekend. Toy Story 4 is being released. This is going to be huge. It obviously will be number one, another number one movie for Disney. They say it's going to make in the vicinity of about $140 million.
Wow.
It's going to be big.
So get the grandkids in the van. We're doing movie night, huh?
I think so. It's a G-rated movie. You don't see many of those, so it's perfect for the entire family. The critics love it, 98% recommending. And, you know, a lot of people thought, well, Toy Story 3 was kind of the logical conclusion of that particular franchise. But then Disney says, well, let's give it another shot. And it looks like it was a good decision, like I say.
Well, and look what's going on. I mean, Buzz Lightyear and Woody are back on the shelves again. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. You got the merch out there. Anyway, here's what's going on with Toy Story 4. You got Woody, of course, voiced by Tom Hanks. He's always been confident about his place in the world and that his priority is taking care of his kid, whether that's Andy or Bonnie. So when Bonnie's beloved new craft project turned toy, this toy called Porky, voiced by Tony Hale, declares himself as trash and not a toy, Woody has to take it upon himself to show Porky why he should embrace being a toy. But when Bonnie takes the whole gang on her family's road trip excursion, Woody ends up on an unexpected detour that includes a reunion with his long-lost friend, Bo Peep, voiced by Annie Potts. Now, after years of being on her own, Bo's adventurous spirit and life on the road belie her delicate porcelain exterior. And as Woody and Bo realize they're worlds apart when it comes to life as a toy, they soon come to find that that's the least of their worries. Now, this is an animated film about toys, but I was watching Tim Allen being interviewed the other day, and he said that when he and Tom Hanks first read this script, they were both in tears. I guess it's quite emotional for whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And it's got a great cast. All, you know, the voice of Keanu Reeves, and we have Christina Hendricks and Tom Hanks, of course, and Tim Allen, Jordan Peele, Keegan, Michael Keel are all in this one. So it's going to be huge. It's out there this weekend. So
it's
going to be doing some business. But it isn't the only movie out there about a toy. We have Child's Play.
Yeah.
Now, this is a contemporary reimagining of the 1988 horror classic Child's Play. Chucky is back. And this time, interestingly enough, we have Chucky being voiced by Mark Hamill of Star Wars fame.
Interesting,
yes. This follows Karen, played by Aubrey Plaza, who's the single mother who gifts her son Andy a doll, unaware of its more sinister nature. Now, this will be probably number two, making about 14, maybe 60, maybe even 18 million this weekend. But, you know, the kind of an interesting sidelight is they've released a bunch of posters this weekend showing Chucky violently breaking the toys from Toy Story 4. Now, I'm not sure. Questionable taste.
Right.
But some marketing guy came up with that one, and it's getting quite a bit of play on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rated. We don't know what the critics think. Not reviewed. It is rated R, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not reviewed by the critics, but it's out there. It will be number two.
Yeah, you start messing around with Toy Story, caricatures and bust them up. I mean, hey, R on you right away.
Well, yeah, and they are just different enough from the actual Toy Story characters to avoid the Disney legal department.
Exactly.
What they're hoping to do. All right, another movie out called Anna. Beneath Anna Poliatova's striking beauty lies the secret that will unleash her indelible strength and skill to become one of the world's most feared government assassins. This plot's never been done.
Did Robert Mueller find her out or what?
I don't know. Electrifying thrill ride unfolding with propulsive energy, startling twists, and breathtaking action, according to the press release. Not reviewed for the critics. It does star Helen Mirren in this. Good to see Helen getting some work. Sasha Luss in the title role, Anna, out this weekend. Another movie here called Wild Rose, which has been big on the festival circuit, and 91% of the critics are recommending. This is about a musician from Glasgow, Scotland, who dreams of becoming a Nashville star. This tells the complicated story of Rose Lynn, a woman on a quest to become this country music star, while also grappling with the responsibilities of being recently released from prison and the young single mother of two, which sounds like a country song to me. 91% recommending Wild Rose out this weekend. Now, I do this a lot. I talk about movies. I go to see movies. I see a lot of plots, but this is one plot that I have never seen before. This is called Swinging Safari. This is a teenager coming of age in a small Australian town in the 1970s when this 200-ton blue whale gets washed up on a local beach. Now, the kids think this is the biggest thing that ever happened, but behind closed doors, mums and dads of this quiet suburban cul-de-sac celebrate in their own special way by joining the sexual revolution.
Huh.
It's a time of boxed wine, bad hair, bad about to go spectacularly wrong. Now, I'm not sure what a rotting 200-ton whale on a beach has to do, how that could spark the sexual revolution.
It's like what stinks most, I guess. bad behavior or a rotting corpse there?
74% recommending this one, a quirky movie to say the least. Mm-hmm. We have another one here called Round of Your Life, which looks like a faith-based movie, which generally you know more about than I do. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Round of Your Life. This is about a 15-year-old kid by the name of Taylor Collins. He's a golf legacy. He's the son of a PGA veteran, the younger brother of a PGA rookie, and he has all the talent in the world, but he really wants nothing to do with golf or the pressure of being the next in line. Mm. So after Taylor, on purpose, blows his tryout for the school team, his disappointed father takes a drive, ends up in a texting while driving accident, which lands him in a coma. Now, Taylor blames himself, and with the guidance of his brother and the prayer support from his mother, Jenny and newfound crush Bailey make it his mission to get back on the team and become the first freshman in state history to lead his team to a state championship. Faith, hope, and love bring Taylor and his family closer than ever, and he learns the greatest way to honor his father and his God is to embrace the gifts and talent he was given.
Mm.
So Dylan Thomas Ellis directing this thing, not reviewed for the critics, Round Your Life, out there this weekend.
I did see Emmanuel, by the way. It was
Yeah,
and it was only on for two nights this week, the 17th and 19th, and I did get a chance to see it last night. Wow, really touching. Takes you back to, you know, what happened on that fateful day of June the 17th when Dylan Roth went in and, you know, he attends a Bible study and ends up killing nine people there in the Bible study at Emmanuel.
Yeah.
AME Church, that iconic church. But what an example of forgiveness, and I'll never forget the impact that the survivors had on the country, and it was just absolutely touching and extraordinary, if not miraculous, that here these families were so devastated by Dylan Roth, and even on the first meeting when they first met him, when he was brought before court and he could plead the case or enter his plea, they let the family members talk, and even though they were told by one pastor, don't say anything, don't comment, do anything. But they just spoke from their hearts and just said, look, it's, what you've done has hurt us, but I want you to know that you're forgiven. And that, it's just extraordinary what these families went through. But a very powerful movie. It was only on, as I say, for two nights this week, the 17th and 19th. But if you get a chance, I highly recommend that you catch this movie, because I think, for where we are right now, Steve-O, in, you know, this country and trying to, you know, get behind what some have called America's greatest sin, the sin of slavery, to feel the hearts of what these people went through and the example of forgiveness, I think could go a long way. And my hope was, even then, if anything good could come out of the bad that occurred there that day, that night, at that Bible study, could it be a final healing of the races that this country has been crying out for decades?
Wow. Yeah, sounds like a strong film.
Yeah, exactly. So, but Round of Your Life, I got to check that out, because I usually know about these things. They usually,
come
to us all the time to promote that. But boy, we've got a lot of choices. So we'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn as usual, light on the butter, and Steve, as always, we appreciate all the update every week. As Steve Evans, the movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.